From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 953rd broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ferlin Husky.
And 6 feet two. All she wants to do is a wang dang do. Her hair is red and her eyes are blue. I love her and she loves me too. Wang dang doodly doo doo. Wang dang doodly doo doo. With a diamond ring and an amber hue. One from a jack and the one from blue. She don't dig old jackaloo because they can't do the wang dang do. Wang dang doodly doo doo. Wang dang doodly doo. Well, since she started, well, everybody doing it too. Everybody rocking, wang dang doo, wang dang doo, wang dang. Everybody rolling, wang dang doo, wang dang doo, wang dang doo. Well, since she started, well, everybody doing it too. Yeah! TV with a 4 foot screen, oil wells with a Texas draw. Just don't shake my doll at all. Wang dang doodly doo doo, wang dang doodly doo doo. Well, I tried to do the wang dang doo. I've rocked till I was black and blue. When they came to take me out above the shore, I heard a shout. Wang dang doodly doo doo, wang dang doodly doo doo. Well, as soon as she started, well, everybody doing it too. Everybody.
Thank you so much, folks, and as always, a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight's lineup of stars, Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, the Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
And our special guest star tonight, the one and only queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells. Well, things keep rolling right along with an old buddy of mine. He sings terrible, dances real poorly, gets his thumb caught in the guitar every time he tries to learn it. But no Grand Ole Opry show is complete without him. Let's make him welcome Pappy Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Howdy, Ferlin.
Howdy,
Rod. Doggone, it's good to see you, boy.
It's good to see you.
Hey, Ferlin, I had a terrible accident. I can't hardly raise that there arm there tall. I had a terrible accident this morning.
Is that right?
You know, during that extreme cold spell we just had?
Yeah.
All of our pipes froze up at the house.
Yeah.
And I was working on the hot water pipe this morning and nearly jerked that arm plumb out of the socket there.
How did it happen?
Well, I was just finishing reading the book there, instruction book.
Uh-huh.
And it says, to fix the pipes, twist the elbow till it comes off.
Yeah.
Boy, I can't hardly raise that arm, tell you the truth. You ain't seen my gal Susie, have you?
No, I haven't seen her
hey,
lately.
Ferlin, yeah. I was out with her last night. Me and her riding around my old car.
Yeah.
We started to cross the river over here, Cumberland River.
Yeah. I went down
and I stopped and kissed her right on the bridge.
Is that right?
But it nearly spoiled our romance.
How's that, Rod?
Her bridge fell out.
Oh.
Ferlin, I love that gal, Susie.
I know you
Oh,
do.
She sends me.
Oh, yeah.
But I never can get back.
Yeah.
Tell you, I love that gal. When I want to kiss her and she won't let me,
yeah.
I just get weak all over and just turn to patty.
To putty. Putty.
Putty.
Yeah.
No, Patty. You see, Patty's her sister, and she'll kiss anybody.
Yeah. You got it.
Hey, Ferlin.
Yeah.
After the show's over here tonight, there's a bunch of us, me and Randy, and a bunch of us are going out there to a Mexican cafe that just opened up here in town.
You like Mexican
and get us
food?
Yeah, love it. We're going to get a lot of good old enchiladas and chili beans and tortillas. You know.
I bet you go for them big, fat tamales, don't you?
No, we're going to take our own girls.
Oh.
You see, I'm going to take Susie, yeah. And I don't know who Randy's going to take, but...
Patty.
Hey, speaking of being fat, have you seen Susie lately?
No, I haven't.
That gal is getting so fat, it's just terrible. I'll bet you she'll weigh 250 pounds.
Rob.
It makes me so mad for her just to let her chef go and get so fat.
But where's your manners? You're not supposed to say fat.
Huh?
See, in the you say plump in the better places.
In the better places?
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you, Shorty. In the better places, Susie is fat. Hey, Ferlin?
Yeah.
Ferlin, before I go, can I say a little piece of poetry?
I don't care.
Roses are red and violets are pink.
Blue. Roses are red, violets are blue.
I said roses are red and violets are pink.
How do you know violets are pink?
I seen them on the clothesline this morning.
Well, we'll get things back to normal now and get back on the right track and roll out the big welcome carpet for one of our favorite people. Everywhere and anywhere, she's known as the queen of country music. Let's make her welcome Miss Kitty Wells. Kitty, it's nice to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Pearl. It's a pleasure to be here on the Prince Albert Show tonight.
I hear that you're starting off on another tour next Saturday.
I sure am, along with Johnny and Jack and all the Tennessee Mountain Boys. We're going to start out in Swainsboro, Georgia next Saturday night, go from there down into Florida, and then back up into Springfield, Missouri. Then into Kansas.
Another one of them long ones.
It sure is, about 3 weeks.
Before you leave, could you do your new record that you have out?
Well, I sure be happy to, and I'd like to ask Ray Crisp and Joe Zinkin to kind of help out with this one, too, called I Can't Stop Loving You.
Come here, I don't mean to be nosy, but what are you doing with all those tins of Prince Albert smoking tobacco?
Going to a basketball game, Ferlin. Last week I went, and do you know who was the biggest dribbler out there?
I reckon the star of the team.
No, that there feller that was sitting right behind me. Every time he packed his pipe, he dribbled tobacco all down the back of my neck.
Yeah.
And by Ned, I'm going to help him tonight. I'm going to hand him this here fine crimp-cut Prince Albert.
Well, that'll let him pack his pipe firm and even.
Yeah, P.A. stays put.
Smokes long and cool.
Oh, I know it.
Gives a pipe smoker that rich, natural Prince Albert taste.
Oh, he'll just love it.
Now, you making men can take a tip from Rod, too. Crimp-cut Prince Albert won't dribble out at the ends or blow around. P.A. and an OCB paper lets you roll a smoke that stays put. And that puts a lot of comfort and real smoking joy right at your fingertip. Pipe smoker or making man, enjoy the natural tobacco taste and the easy smoking you get with PA. Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Well, now you hear Tommy Jackson fiddling up an old hoe down there called Here and There, and everybody is getting with it with a square dance. Hello.
Lady on the inside, gents on the out, and all hands up and dance about. Ladies to the left and gents to the right, dance. Dance. You're going wrong, dance to meet your partner. Oh, you can dance, bring your smile. Dance a little, children, go on wild.
Well, the stars at the Grand Ole Opry have always included a sacred song in their shows for more than 30 years now. And tonight's no exception. We'd like to do one that we feel is very beautiful, one that the late Hank Williams made popular called I Saw the Light. And I'd like to ask all the everybody on the stage to help me out on the last chorus, if you would. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then like a stranger he came in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light, no more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Thank you so much. You know, a lot of tunes you hear seem to belong to one instrument, like this next one. It's an old Dixieland tune from way back, but just watch what happens when the Muskrat Ramble is knocked out by our favorite knocker-outer, guitar man, Chet Atkins. Hey! so much, Chet Atkins. Thank you very much. Well, sir, from here on, it looks like ladies' night at the Grand Ole Opry. Coming up first is our gal Saturday, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, I tell you right now, there's just more happening at Grinder Switch this week. Some good and some bad. Now, the worst thing that happened, one of the worst things, was that my brother lost his dog. You know that old dog he's been so crazy about? Well, I reckon him and that old dog's just about as close as any two friends could be. They love one another. Brother lost him, and he couldn't find him nowhere. And he said, I just wished I could do something about getting that old dog to come on back home. I said, well, why don't you put an ad in the newspaper? Brother said, what's the use? That old dog can't read. Plays poker pretty good, but he can't read. Well, so though I another thing, though, that happened, because I always remember about brother connected with any kind of animals was that time that Seth Jones lost his horse, and he couldn't nobody find the horse. And old brother, he just took off and was gone about a day, and he come back, he had the old horse with him. I said, brother, I'm so proud of him anyway. I said, how'd you find that horse? Brother says, oh, I don't know. I just went where I'd have been, went if I was a horse, and there he was. But I tell you, what I've come up here for tonight was to ask y'all this one question. Can y'all all see me real good out there in the audience? I just want to know. I believe that there's some trouble here about folks seeing me, because last week when I started out of the Ryman Auditorium at the Opry out here, there was two nice-looking fellers was going out at the same time, and one of them says, well, I can usually see a good-looking girl, but I can't see that Minnie Pearl. Oh, made me so mad. I'd be ashamed of myself. Well, though, we had an awful thing happen this week in our immediate family, that Grinder Switch. We got a cousin, Framsey, and he's got the worst little young'un I ever seen in my life. His name is Creedmoor, but they call him Creepy for short. And, sir, well, we got a telegram from cousin Framsey, and he said, tornado here. We are sending you Creepy until we get straightened out. Well, that little young'un hadn't been with us 3 hours till we sent Cousin Ramsey a telegram and said, send tornado. We are sending Creepy back. Last night, my feller Hezzy come over there at the house, and we were sitting up there on a double settee trying to do a little courting, you know, and sparking. And that little young'un just come in and just planted himself right in front of us and put his hands on his hip and just started just staring at us, not saying a word. My feller Hezzy, he stood as long as he could. Finally, he reached down in his pocket and he got a quarter. And he said, here, Creepy, here's the quarter. Now run along. And that mean little young'un just reached in his own pocket and pulled out a dollar and says, here's the dollar. I want a watch. Hey, Furlin, come here. I want to tell you something. You know, me and Hezzy was out in the park this afternoon, and Hezzy was carving initials on a tree trunk.
Yeah.
H.A. loves P.A. Hezzy loves Prince Albert. He figures the folks who make Prince Albert smoking tobacco would appreciate the endorsement. And I know how strong Hezzy feels about enjoying rich-tasting Prince Albert.
That's right, Manny. When a fella tastes Prince Albert smoking tobacco, he knows during that first rich pipe pull that Prince Albert has kept all the flavor nature puts in tobacco and brought it out even finer and tastier. He finds out just how fresh, cool, and comfortable pipe smoking can be with good Prince Albert. Now, you making men, roll your own with good PA and an OCB paper. PA's crimp cut to roll smooth and smoke smooth. Pipe smoker or making man, enjoy the natural tobacco taste and real smoking comfort of PA, Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proved Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now let's make welcome again our special guest star, Miss Kitty Wells.
Thank you a lot, Furlin. This time I'd like to do the other side of my latest recording tune called She's No Angel. You see her there bar across the room. She looks like an angel with her paint and perfume. You'd like to meet her, your conscience says no. Obey your conscience, turn around, boy, and go. She's no angel, she's no angel. Her wings are not free. She'll ruin your life if your heart she can't see. She'll tell you tales to bring tears to your eyes, but don't you believe them, for they're only lies. You think if only she could be your own, you'd be more heart she can't see. She'll tell you tales to bring tears to your eyes, but don't you believe them, for they're only lies.
Mighty fine, Kitty. Thank you so much. And thanks in advance to the third number of Ladies' Night, the third member. You've heard the queen of the country songs. Now let's welcome the queen of the country piano, Miss Dale Woods, whirling away on Whirl Away. Much, Dale. Now, friends, we want you all to sit back, relax, and enjoy a lovely ballad. And, on second thought, it's not really a ballad, and maybe you shouldn't relax. Just live it up with me. This is our newest one on the other side of Wang Dang Do, and I dedicate this one to all of the school teachers.
What you doing after school? Oh, hop with me. We could do the rock and roll. Camel walk and chicken too. We could even do the stroll. So what's she doing after school? When you came to school this morning, you looked so differently. Hey, hey, hey. I never noticed it before. How grown up you seem to be. The skirt and sweater that you wear fits your personality. Could you meet me after school and make the record hop with me? Hold the light for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. There's a lot more I can tell you if you meet me after school. We could do the rock and roll, camel walk and chicken too. We could even do the stroll. What's she doing after school?
Well, we're just getting warmed up, and it looks like it's time to go. But there's more music and fun next week. We'll come calling for you in the old buckboard, and be on hand and look out for Porter Wagner and his special guest star, Hank Locken. Until then, this is Ferlin Husky saying cheerio, toodaloo. We had a ball. Hope you did, too. Thank you so much for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
What do you love, and why do you love it? Cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.